Back inside the huddle with Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. We're about to talk with new head coach of the Carroll Boys Cougars. Maybe we are. Adam Tessinger, are you there, Adam?
He's calling back right now. Carroll's 3-0 right now, Don.
Yeah, they are. Adam, you with me?
I am here.
All right. Welcome back, brother. We're glad you waited as long as you did to get on the air. We've been running a little late. We got off to a rough start this morning, but we're gonna get you your full 15 minutes in because we want to talk boys basketball at Carroll. You're off to a 3-0 start, brother, and you're playing very well.
I mean, I really couldn't ask for a better start. Started off the season playing at Lewis Cass. Always a pretty tough physical game. The guys were definitely ready for that game. Thought we handled their size well. And then it just kind of went on from there. Played Tri-County Tuesday. Off to a little bit of a slow start, but they picked things up about midway through the first. And then last night, I think we put it kind of all together there, especially second through fourth quarter. Ended up with a pretty good victory against Frontier.
You know, you've got some great senior leaders. I don't have to tell you that. You've got Jake Skinner there, Owen Duff, Austin Coons, all those kids coming back. And as I look down your roster, not only do you have a good basis of your seniors, but you've got a good returning group in your JV or your juniors also. So, man, you're kind of sitting in pig heaven right now.
Yeah, you could definitely say that. We were talking about it as a coaching staff. It's just nice to have some options. We've got plenty of kids that we think can impact us at the varsity level, depending on what role we kind of need that night. Or, I mean, there's going to be times, honestly, when some of our starters maybe don't have the best night. They're not playing well. They get into foul trouble. That Lewis Cass game specifically, there was probably 20-plus foul called on us alone in that game. So we were leaning pretty heavily on our bench guys there to make sure, you know, we didn't lose anything when they came in. So it's definitely a blessing to be able to say, hey, we don't just have two or three people we can rely on a given night. We've got options if we need it.
Well, I think also you got to talk a little bit about the fact that the football team played a little longer, which is always a good thing. So you had some kids that weren't in the lineup at all.
Yep, we got them back about a week before our first game, and so definitely still trying to integrate them. Basketball shape's a little bit different than football shape, so they're still kind of getting their legs under them a little bit. But I think last night kind of showed we're definitely getting closer to being ready to really start rolling as we get further into the season.
All right, so your schedule coming up, you're getting ready to play Caston, then you're going to play the Hornets, and then you're going to play Wabash. That's our first broadcast with you when you play Wabash on the 21st, and then we're broadcasting or telecasting all the games at the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament, in which you're starting off with Tipton. So you're starting to now get into the base of your schedule.
Oh, for sure. Caston's always tough. They had a really good team last year. They graduated quite a few pieces, but Coach Davis always has them ready to go, so we know it's not going to be easy going up there. Rossville's always a huge rivalry game. I assume the gym's going to be packed like always. Boy-girl doubleheader, so we know that'll be another tough matchup. And then we talked about adding Wabash to our schedule this year. I think they're like 14-9 last year, basically a very sophomore-laden team. And so they're going to be, I think they're going to pose a real threat, not only to us, but in their sectional and in the tournament. And then our holiday tourney expanded. It's 8 teams now. We added in, like you said, we play Tipton, Prairie's back in it, Western, North Judson, Fountain Central, and then Clinton Central and Tri-Central still in it. So definitely some improved competition, and we're looking forward to hopefully some pretty good basketball.
We'll talk about your guys now. Let's talk a little bit about Huerta and Viney and how they are progressing as the year's going on.
Really pleased with both of them. Chris has kind of taken on or trying to take on a little bit more of a leadership role for us. And I think he's done really well leading us offensively so far this season. Still trying to challenge him a little bit defensively because I think he causes people a lot of problems, especially when he gets up into them. Trying to bring up the ball up the court, things like that. And then Griff, I mean, this kid we could see it a little bit last year. He came off the bench and would play in 2, 3, 4 minutes in a quarter. But some of the stuff he does, we just don't have a guy that does that. Some of his back cuts when some of our guys drive and the help side comes, and back cuts and just getting out in transition, he just brings a different element, I think, to our team offensively. And so it just helps, like the three you mentioned earlier, Jake, Owen, Austin, those three guys. I mean, I feel like with our starting five, we've got five guys out there who are capable of scoring at least 10 a night. Which last night they were pretty darn close. All of them were in double figures except Austin, who had 9. So when you've got that kind of depth and that kind of scoring ability, it definitely makes it difficult for a defense to figure out who they're going to try and stop.
We're speaking with Coach Adam Tussinger of the Carroll Cougars. Coach, how you doing this year on taking over the helm? It's not an easy thing to do coming in, taking over a program. It's been very successful. You feel like the transition has went very well for you?
For the most part, yeah. I think a big part of that credit goes to the players and the assistant coaches. I mean, I was the JV head coach for the last 3 years, so I've been around these guys. I know these guys, kind of gets them motivated and going and things like that. But it makes it a lot easier when you've got the like you said, that senior class, those leaders. You've got those people back that we didn't really change a whole lot. The expectations are still essentially the same, so it's just kind of, we just picked it up and kind of ran with it when we started practice. And then from the coaching staff, I mean, everybody's back from last year, so they definitely help make sure that I've got everything taken care of, or that we've got everything taken care of that we need to, and try and make it as easy as possible.
I want to go back to the Clinton Center Holiday Tournament, because I just now pulled it up and I'm looking at the lineup. And so you play Tipton to start off with, and then the winner of that team game takes on Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central winner. So it's really a tournament. And then from that ball game, you move down to the somewhere in the bottom bracket with Western, North Judson, Fountain Central. And it's not a tournament where you can go and say, let's go have some fun here. It's a tournament where you're going to have to work to get to the bottom line.
100%. We know our scrimmage was against Tipton. We know what they're capable of. They offensively, they've got quite a few kids that can put the ball in the basket with relative ease, and so especially from outside. So we know they're going to pose a challenge to us. It's going to have to be one where we're definitely locked in defensively and don't lose their shooters, or might be a long night. And then if we win that game, Prairie or Clinton Central, conference foes for both those. So obviously those games are always a little more tightly contested, just with the familiarity between the two programs. And then by the bottom of the bracket's just as challenging as the top of the bracket. So we like it. We like being challenged from the standpoint of just trying to see where we're at. I mean, it's 3 games over a 2-day span, so we definitely challenge some of that depth we talked about, some of our conditioning, our stamina, things like that, and just kind of see where we're at relatively early on in the season.
One question that I've got about the tournament is that normally in your preparation, you're preparing for a 7:30 evening start. Here at the tournament, you're going to be at 11:45 in the middle of the day. Does that affect anything or any process as far as preparation for the tournament because of the time changes?
I mean, it's definitely going to be different. The only good news, I guess, is last year playing in the regional game in the morning, most of these guys played in that game, and so they kind of know the differences of playing at an 11:45 versus 7:30 at night. So we just got to make sure that they get up relatively early, get themselves going. Because like you said, there's no JV game to kind of sit through to get stuff going and things like that. We just got to be ready to go as soon as that tip goes up at 11:45.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the younger Cougar teams out at Carroll this year, where you're at and with the younger teams?
Like elementary, junior,
yeah,
high kids?
Yes.
So they started their season. For the most part, I think fifth grade is the only one that hasn't started yet. I believe their first game is Monday. And so we've been working on trying to get them not only to do that, but I was listening to you guys talk to Brady, and what I credit the girls program for doing is how much they've gotten their young teams involved over in Clinton Prairie, over at Legacy. And so we aren't quite to that level yet. We've got a third grade team, 2 fourth grade teams over at Legacy, and then we've got a sixth grade team that's playing in the Frankfurt Travel League. And so, I mean, we're definitely starting to try to build it, and get them just as much experience and playing time as they can, just so They're learning, growing, not necessarily always worried about results. Obviously, it's great for those young programs to win, but the more they play, the better they're going to get, and it's just going to eventually hopefully help us out at the high school level.
Well, Coach, thanks for being on this morning. We'll get you back on here in a few weeks, definitely around holiday tournament time. Want to hear how that goes and see how the Cougars did in that tournament.
Okay. I appreciate you guys for having me on and all the coverage you provide for us. It's awesome.
Hey, we'll see you when you line it up against Wabash, all right, brother?
Hey, we'll see you then.
Okay.